All right, what's going on, everybody? America Unplugged is back. What is up? It's been a week. I hope everybody is doing well. My name is Billy Ray Valentine, and I have the usual suspects here with me today. Ladies and gents, Mr. Wise Wolf himself, Tony Atterburn. What is going on? How are you?
I'm great, Billy. I just got through setting up my account on Truth Social. I'm going to be posting truths, and then if you agree with that, then you can retruth my post.
That's fantastic.
I'm really excited about that. I mean, like everything Donald Trump does, it's right on time. I mean, it's only 4 years late, but he's building his own social network. I really appreciate that. I can't wait to join.
And the title, Truth Social. I mean, what can I say? I thank you for bringing that up. We will get into this nonsense. Don Jeffries, what is going on? The legendary Don Jeffries himself joining us here on America Unplugged. How are you doing, sir? What's going on?
Great. Always a pleasure to be with you guys. It's honored to be with Tony last night on his show after TFR failed again. I guess you heard about that. So Tony stepped in, and I was on his radio show, and we talked about crimes and cover-ups in American politics.
Fantastic.
Very, very cool.
That's right here on
America.
So anyway, let's talk a little bit about this, right? Truth Social, the thing, right? Only truth is going to come out of there. That's it. That's all. What a name to you, right? This is the guy that made the term fake news popular. It's not that he invented it, but he made it popular for recent times. And there is no more fake news. There is no greater outlet of fake news than Donald Trump. So same thing here. Truth Social. Don't expect very much truth to come out of there, right? And you get banned if you say bad things about Donald Trump. I'm going to sign up and just exclusively say bad shit about Donald Trump and wait to see how long it takes me to get banned. So I'll be like Billy Ray 1, Billy Ray 2, Billy Ray 3, Billy Ray 4, and just say, I hate your hair, Donald. What kind of coffee are you drinking? I hope you spill it on yourself. Stuff like that, you know, like nice stuff. And I'll send it straight to him and see how long it takes me to get banned. This is just ridiculous. Tone, what's up? Tell me something about Truth Social. You signed up or you will sign up. I know you're gonna. Tell me what's up, man.
Well, it's just another example of the grift. I mean, right. I'm sure they planned this long ago. Instead of stepping in like we begged Donald Trump to do over 3 years ago, the systematic purge of independent media off these social networks, off the technocratic platforms, begging and pleading. And guess what? He wasn't playing 4D chess. He was just looking out for himself. And he waited till he himself got banned. He could have changed the landscape of media. Instead, he recoiled. He shrinks in fear like he always does. And, of course, plays the tough guy on Twitter till they banned him. Right. So instead of sticking up for his constituents, instead of sticking up for the First Amendment, he could have saved the Bill of Rights with that action. But now we're under assault. You know, our free speech is completely under assault by these technocratic platforms, by multinational corporations. They got a foothold. And this is what he does. This is his answer is, hey, I'm sorry I let you get banned off all these platforms. I'm sorry that you lost your livelihood. I'm sorry that you lost your exercise of free speech. But hey, you can join and speak your truth on Truth Social.
Speak your truth on Truth Social, ladies and gents. Now, but on top of that, and then I'm throwing it to you, Don, and we spoke about this off air for just a sec. But all right, here's the headline. Yahoo News, actually Bloomberg. The money man behind Trump's media company runs a firm in Wuhan. So first off, why does Trump need a money man? Second, is this the Trump social media truth? Platform, right? Is it the China social media truth platform? I mean, if we look at it, right, the Wuhan virus, right, the China virus, he says it all the time. So is this the China platform, right? Because I mean, it's coming out of China, right? It's coming out of Wuhan. So, but by that, you know, using that logic, the China platform, the China social media, the China truth platform, China truth social, that's what it is. What's up, Don Jeffries?
Yeah, well, it's certainly it's laughable, and as Tony pointed out, as everything with Trump, it's too little, too late. I mean, he could have once, you know, you go back to when Alex Jones was first deplatformed, and that was like a Lexington and Concord moment. He had a chance to step in there because, and I don't care what, and he should have loved Alex Jones. Alex Jones almost ruined his show with his, you know, unquestioned support of him. So he should have been very loyal to the guy. He didn't mention his name. And Alex, you know, Alex continues, you know, apparently support him. I mean, he should have blasted him at that time for, you know, why aren't you saying anything, Trump? But that was Trump. Trump could have stepped in at that early moment. And he could, if he wanted to start a platform, you know, they're banning us on YouTube. They're banning, you know, we need to have a place where people can come for free expression. But instead, 4 years later, after you know, the ridiculous election and all that, it's everything he does is a day late and a dollar short. And unquestionably, this will be, I feel certain that people who don't worship Trump or buy into the Q stuff will be banned. And that's the irony of that, you know, the people that are, that's why I don't think there are very many people on the right who really care that much about free speech. They just care about their free speech. But, right. You know, there's not many, I mean, I'm a civil libertarian, so I care about everybody's free speech. And if I had a platform, I would want no one banned. I mean, you know, all things go, you know, and there are not very many people in America that are like that. They don't like themselves being banned, but I suspect this will be very much like social media, except for, you know, I don't know how many people that, you know, maybe Billy Ray, like you said, somebody will try to come in and criticize him and then get banned. But if that happens again, then he's lost the whole point of it. I don't expect it to be pointed out because they'll say it's different. You know, that's what, oh, my censorship is different. You know, some censorship is more equal than others. I mean, that'll be what it is. But and the whole thing lost in this, like when they created Parler and all that, I tried to say at that time that the point is it's important to get these big platforms, the YouTubes, the Facebooks. So I'm not abandoning them because although they're, you know, they're terrible and everything, but if we have to have those kind of platforms, because otherwise, if we go to somewhere like Parler or Gab and Rumble and all that, we're preaching to the choir. We're not getting any new ed. You have to try to convert the normies, or at least some of them. That's why it's important for us to have a stake, a foothold in those big forums. And I don't think it's going to happen, but that's why I said somebody like Trump, when he was president of the United States, he could have made a point before it got worse and it unraveled, and then he himself eventually was canceled. But unfortunately, he didn't, and I don't see anybody else. There's nobody else talking about it. I mean, they're kind of grumbling here and there, but nobody really talks about how this is, you know, this is not any kind. It's not a private corporation. This is the public square, and it's essential when you're working today. It's like having a cell phone. You need to be able to have access to social media, and you should be, you know, fearful that you say something there. People say all kinds of crazy crap on social media all the time. Shouldn't be canceled for that. So your political opinion should matter, but nobody seems to be approaching it that way. There are no civil libertarians out there.
No. I think you're right in a lot of ways, man. But you know, Facebook is now a metaverse company. They're not social media anymore. So yeah. We need to fill in the void. Right. And Trump is going to go right in. Wait till we get the Trump metaverse. Boy, let me tell you, there's already a Trump metaverse right here in this country. Right. And around the world. It's an alternative reality to what's actually going on with Donald Trump. But listen, what we're going to do is America Unplugged is going to open up a page over on Truth Social. Please come follow us over there. And we will say nothing but the truth over there. You know, I mean that's all that's allowed over there, by the way. Like if you lie, it's a wrap, right? There's no room for it. So come over and join us over at Truth Social. Tone, we're going to do it, right? America Unplugged. Maybe sure. We can put Trump's face on the America Unplugged logo.
QAnon. We'll do it at QAnon on Truth Social. Yeah, he takes great phrases like America first and he ruins them.
Right.
I remember
right.
when I ran for Congress, you weren't even supposed to say those words. I mean, it was masterful. The Cambridge Analytica program mm-hmm. that they ran, I wasn't aware of at the time, but I was like, hey, there's all the same things I talked about, all the same things, right? And all this America first nationalism and right. you know, patriotism, all that good stuff, borders, language, culture. He took that and ruined it because now it means MAGA and not quite sure, you know, just this muddled non-truth, right? And so he takes the truth and then skews that as well. Instead of fighting for free speech, instead of freedom of speech or anything like that, it's the truth, right? So if you disagree with me, you're a liar. I mean, it's just weird. And I feel like I got to have to rebrand now. I have to take my, I do on my radio program, I came up with the phrase weapons grade truth. Cause I'm like, hey, you might not, I can watch my followers decline over the last year. Cause I talked about the election, like in real time, I can see people dropping off. Right. I happen to have been right. I don't like it, but I was just talking to, I was speaking my truth. And look, I lost followers. So now, but he comes out with it. And it's again, you asked Don and I guess me too, about the money man.
Right.
Well, Donald Trump calls himself the king of debt, right? It's questionable what his wealth actually is. I know because my family's been in real estate since I was a baby that, you know, how that works. You know, you have a lot of things, equity built up. It's not like you're have massive cash reserves. You have value. So I understand that's why he didn't pay income tax, which I'm fine with, because he put up, you know, he was employing people, he builds buildings. There's things going on. He's creating something other than like a Mitt Romney, who's like a vulture capitalist who just destroys things and breaks things up. So I understand that, but there's a questionable, like how much cash he has, right? Is he liquid? Can he invest in things? And that's where you get like Wilbur Ross, that back in the 90s, who I've read that, you know, helped bail him out, which is Wilbur Ross supposedly is a Rothschild, just a Rothschild agent, right? Right. And so Trump has ties to that, but the money man is from Wuhan, right? So it's just another one of those ridiculous. I don't know why they would need a money man. I mean, how much are they putting into this thing? From what I understand, and this maybe is this the tip of the iceberg for the media? I assume so, because they're going to be running. What are they going to start, a TV station next, a cable station next?
Right. The Trump News Network is coming. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that's where we are. I just the what did David Knight call? He said it was juvenile. The Truth Social Network is what it looked like. They just took Twitter and basically did a carbon copy of it.
Is it up?
I don't know. I haven't looked. I just read the articles. I was just kidding about setting up an account, but
I'm not. I'm okay. 100% going to set up an account.
Well, at QAnon, right? And so I think where we're headed with this is instead of fighting for this is a bad precedent, because you go back. You look, I have a Gab account. I like Gab. And I stayed on some of the other, I didn't delete my accounts. I mean, I can't really say what I want, like obviously YouTube or anything like that. I'll just get banned. So I'm careful about what I post. I try to get people to look at my shows and my podcast. But you know, I like Gab. He could have changed the world, but instead he waited. He waited till everybody systematically deplatformed. And this wasn't just conservatives, by the way. If you go back after Alex Jones was like the beta test, it was thousands of journalists, thousands of outlets, and the one thing they had in common, they weren't just right. It wasn't just right. It was left. It was center. They all had they're all anti-surveillance state, military industrial complex. That they were skeptical of big government, and that across the board, left, right. And they purged all of that in anticipation for what we're seeing now.
Right. Listen, I came across some information today, and I realized that Trump did save the world on several occasions. I'm about to play this right now.
When it comes to great steaks, I've just raised the stakes. The Sharper Image is one of my favorite stores with fantastic products of all kinds. That's why I'm thrilled they agree with me. Trump steaks are the world's greatest steaks, and I mean that in every sense of the word. And the Sharper Image is the only store where you can buy them. Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had. Truly in a league of their own. Trump steaks are 5-star gourmet, quality that belong in a very, very select category of restaurant, and are certified Angus Beef Prime. There's nothing better than that. Of all of the beef produced in America, less than 1% qualifies for that category. It's the best of the best. Until now, you could only enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses, but now that's changed. Today, through the Sharper Image, you can enjoy the world's greatest steaks in your own home with family, friends, anytime. Trump steaks are aged to perfection to provide the ultimate in tenderness and flavor.
All right. I'm going to take it off now. Now, just remove steak and put in anything else Donald Trump talks about, and it's a carbon copy of everything he does. It's the best steak. It's such a good steak. You've never seen a steak like this. This steak is America's best. And if it's America's best, it's the world's best. The world's best steak. Tony Atterburn, he saved the world with this steak. Listen, I didn't even know about this. I didn't know that this was a thing. He also had Trump water. He called it Trump ice. And that was going around. It was natural spring water. I wouldn't drink that if... Boy, let me tell you. But well, anyway,
instead of steaks, instead he's serving you up. You're on the menu. Yeah. So that's what's being served to the globalists. So yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Trump steaks, ladies and gents. Don, you got any thoughts on Trump steak? Did you ever have a Trump steak? Did you ever go to the Sharper Image and purchase one?
I thought the Sharper Image was a clothing thing, wasn't it?
How electronics.
Yeah, it's electronics.
I didn't associate it with steaks, but I guess it's only outlet. But you know, he's a bitch man. I mean, that's why I said it's hard. That's why it was always hard to take anything he said seriously. And you thought, okay, is he conning you? He's a con man. He's a bitch man. Used car salesman. Whatever you want to use the analogy. He's got this sale, so he's always the problem is he mixes up. Unlike most salespeople. He does. They don't usually they're not so egotistical and inject themselves into it. He injects himself into everything. And so that was always the problem. Although he did a pretty good job of covering that ego up during his 2016 campaign, because the rhetoric really was the thing, and it was revolutionary most of the time. But once he got in the White House, the ego. So I call him an actor. I don't know. Maybe he just is an unhinged egotist, and they just took advantage of that. I don't know. It's hard to believe that isn't an act. You know, a man 75 years old or whatever he is that can really believe that. But I don't know. It's possible. I guess I think Roger Stone even said at one time that you have to understand you cannot minimize the ego of this guy and what a narcissist he is. So. Is that possible? I don't know. But it's a shame when you're watching that to think that he could have used those powers that he has of being able to persuade millions of people for something really good. He could have really, fought the censorship on the internet, done it the right way. But instead, he always injected himself. They're trying to get rid of me. There's some, made it all about him. Instead of they're trying to silence alternative voices.
Well, the return of QAnon, let's talk about that. And I agree with everything you were saying, Don, by the way. But QAnon is, to be clear, to clarify, Q himself or herself or itself or whatever you want to call it. It's a gender fluid QAnon. It's
non-binary. Kind of,
right. They didn't put this out. But people are already starting with the nonsense. And, the 11-11 thing, so November 11th is coming up and it's going to be 11-11. I don't know if I've ever said it here on America Unplugged, but I've been pretty open about the fact that I see 11-11 all the time. I also see 10-10 and a bunch of other ones. And they're consistent in my life. So I know what they're doing. They've completely hijacked our community. You know, they just cherry pick whatever it is that they want and they use it. Look at Truth Social. We're supposed to be the truth movement, even though I don't subscribe to that name. We're supposed to be the truth movement. And they took it and made it Truth Social, and they've hijacked the entire concept of it. Now we're going to hear truth and people are going to automatically think lie. Maybe there's some benefits to that. But here's what's going on. So they took 11-11 and they're like, this is the time that Q will return, right? At least they're hinting at it. And I'm going to play a clip of this Twitter message, TikTok actually, that went viral about QAnon 11-11-21. Now, somebody put music over this. I don't know if it was the person that was talking or somebody else. And the music kind of overshadows the vocal at times. But you could still hear the vocal quite well. So let me play this, and then I'm going to get thoughts from around the panel.
So this was posted a couple days ago. Maybe it's just another date we all prepare for, and then nothing happens, and we're disappointed. But follow me on this one. This man's a fucking genius. In 2018, he signed the executive order 13848. So in a nutshell, this means that no goods will be allowed into our ports by a foreign country complicit of proven interference in the United States elections. Now, this was 2018, so he knew something was going to happen. Fast forward to November 2020, and we all know what happened then. A few days after the election, Trump extended that executive order. When did he extend it to? November 11th, 2021. Pause and read. So all of this is not due to a shortage of workers.
It's due to proven foreign interference. And the order stays until 11-11. Genius. Grab your popcorn.
Grab your popcorn. It is absolutely genius, Tony Atterburn. Listen, this is still a thing. People believe this. People believe this. Give me your thoughts, Tony.
Well, first of all, you were right. I was wrong. I thought that after the dust settled from the election that this would go away. You were clearly right. This has not gone away. I have proof because it comes in my shop every single day. I have gold and silver business. And these are good people.
Right.
These are well-meaning people. A lot of them are Christian conservatives. That's usually how they triangulated this op. And these people are being misled. And I try to undo that subtly because I don't want to create a scene, because they're very devoted to this. Like they're right. A lot of the people, they're emotionally tied to this. But I will say, like, if you believe what this lady just said, and you can even make sense of it, because I wasn't even really following her logic, because if he knew that this was coming, why didn't he just win the election? Why not just fire Anthony Fauci, not do the lockdowns, you know, not let the economy be imploded and just be reelected? Why did you follow that plan, but your other plan is somehow parallel to this and goes into the future because you're playing 8,000D chess? Right. And I say this with love, but if you believe this, you need to sit down quietly and dial 911 and wait for the paramedics to get there, because you're a danger to yourself and others. I mean, I'm not kidding. That is so beyond the pale strange that you're so tied to this. And it's sick, because there's the only people that are going to help you. And I won't make a long thing about this, but we're in a much better position with Trump being out of the White House, because we would have still had these vaccine mandates, still had all these stuff happening. It would have been more corporate coercion. But we now have these governors that are partisan, and they're not heroes. They're just standing up to the central government like they should have been doing last year, but they didn't because it was Trump. So we're at least in a better position strategically. And they're, anytime they do more of these Q ops, or they're talking about Trump 2024, it's a clear and present danger to what we have left. And I'm not angry with these people. I'm just telling them, stop it, because we have to work on our grassroots, pushing back against this globalist push for a great reset, because the two-party system is going to let us down. And especially when you get put into this, they put you into this left-right paradigm, especially down the Trump 2024 and QAnon stuff. I call it QAnon. I heard that from David Knight. That's genius, you know, QAnon. Because that's exactly what it is. It's like false hope based on, like, you know, you're getting codes in a Cracker Jack box and you're part of it. You know, it's really masterful, but it's not true and it's harmful.
Right, right. I agree with you. When Trump goes ahead and says that, because he said that if he was in office, he wouldn't need mandates. Right. That's what he said. He's like, I won't need mandates. David Knight plays this often. I was trying to look for it just now, because I remember seeing it live. He was on, I think he was running to catch a plane or something. Yep. And they asked him about the measles, you know, because this doofus over here,
you gotta Andrew get the Cuomo, shots.
Right, right. This doofus over here, Andrew Cuomo, who is no longer in office, but just gave birth and a path to a new hell spawn to take over New York politics. He was one of the first to come out and say, no, no religious exceptions. This is mandated. You guys got to take it. The measles, mumps, and rubella, because there was a measles outbreak here in New York. I mean, across the nation, it was 300 people. And I think one person passed, if that. Maybe not. Not to minimize the death of anyone, but maybe no one died in this current outbreak. It was nothing. And they went ahead and took that opportunity to do what they wanted to do. And they asked Donald Trump about it. And he was like, well, they got to take the shots. That sounds like a mandate to me. you got to take the shot. Not, no, they don't have to take the shots if they don't want to, you know? He says, you got to take the shot. That's what he said. So I have no reason to believe that it would have been any different if Donald Trump was in office. Maybe like Tony said, there would have been different approaches, right? It would have been a different way of going about it. But it's still, you got to take the shot at the end of the day. What's up, Don?
Yeah, and I get flack all the time from people, I'm too hard on Trump. I think I told the story. I have a neighbor, he was really angry up in my face when I was taking my walk a couple weeks ago because he saw me on David Knight, and he hates David Knight. He said, "Why are you and David Knight, being so hard on Trump?" I tried to, but it's that hope. They're still holding out hope. And I said, the reason I don't say that much about Biden and the people around him is because they're not doing anything that we didn't anticipate. There's no surprises here. Biden is actually, to the extent he can, he's living up to his campaign promises. He was pandering to the crazed woke left, and he's delivering. He has the people around him. Look at Rachel Levine and these awful people that are in there. Those are what the people you'd expect someone who is, endeared to the woke left to a point. My point is that Donald Trump didn't have anyone around him that adhered to his rhetoric in the campaign. Otherwise, you would have seen a bunch of outside. You would have seen people from the alternative world, the alternative media, because that's who he was pandering to. That's who he was going to. So that's why I criticize him, is because we had a chance with him in office, supposedly. And that was the only chance we supposedly had. I said it was our last hope. He did nothing. It was four wasted years. And to still be talking about this guy as if he didn't have those 4 years. And still be using these excuses that the Democrats fooled him and all that. And talking about the border wasn't closed when Donald Trump was president. The border wasn't closed when he did nothing during the pandemic. He could have used that as an excuse. Say, we got to close the border now. And I don't think that many people would have argued with him because he didn't even attempt to do that. He did nothing except tweet. And now, so he's starting a social media platform, and it's fitting. Because that's what he needs to create a carbon copy of Twitter, because the guy is addicted to that, just like 14-year-old girls are, I guess. He had to do that. So that's what he'd be doing on social media. He'll just be putting out the same tweets, and this time he won't have to worry about it. He doesn't care about getting any converts. He knows millions of people still believe in him. And that's my point to everybody out there, is that Trump's rhetoric, a lot of his rhetoric was revolutionary in the campaign, and I still agree with a lot of that. He obviously doesn't, and he did nothing. And if you don't know by now that this guy, after he threw you under the bus on January 6th, when, he said, "I'll be marching there with you," and then he went right back to the White House and then threw you under the bus the second there was any kind of trouble, and sat silent for months while political prisoners, languished in prison, are without bail, much as Lincoln threw the people in prison. They might have suspended the writ of habeas corpus for them. Some of them in solitary confinement, some being beaten by the guards. He's been silent on that. Recently, he visited the family of Ashley Babbitt. He finally started talking about that. I'm not sure why, but that's the only thing. He's not talking about, Joe Biggs and all the other people that are still there. He's just talking about himself, but this guy, whatever answer you're looking for, I'm not sure it's out there at all on the political level, but it certainly isn't Donald Trump.
Right. I agree with you. Let me play this. I think I found his clip. I don't know. I'm not sure if it is or isn't, but either way, it's a 15 second clip. Sorry.
They have to get the shot.
There it is.
The vaccinations are so important. This is really going around now. They have to get their shots.
He said it twice.
Yeah.
They have to get their shots. This is really going around now. You have to get your shots. So let's eliminate any false hope. Well, I mean, I don't even know what, I mean, I guess for 2024, right? He's going to come in and he's going to just eradicate everything and eliminate vaccinations, force vaccinations on anybody. I want to say what's up to Gammy in the chat. What is up, Gammy? How you doing, man? Good to see you. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the deal here, right? So I just wanted to bring that out again, because we're going to see an uptick on this as the time goes on, yeah, as 2024 draws closer. Right. Or even the 2022 elections, you're going to see a pickup on this stuff, a pickup on this type of on the QAnon talk, you know, and all that other stuff. So we have to stay vigilant about it. And please, I don't know what to do, right? Like it's a genius work, like Tony said earlier, you know, like it's a genius level psychological operation that these people pulled off on us. And I don't even know if what we're doing is correct by even pointing it out. That might push people further away. Like, I have no idea, you know, like how to reincorporate the people. It might be a personal awakening that they need to have, you know, a personal experience that brings them back into the fold. But let's try not to go deeper into this. Like, I don't have the answers, but this is something we're going to need to face on top of everything else we're facing. So we just need to stay vigilant, stay alert about it. Closing thoughts on this, Tom?
Well, we named the show, you know, America Unplugged. I mean, you did. And I'm happy to be a part of this. This is about unplugging from mind control. And it may not be popular. I mean, look, I've been in radio a while. I could have a lot of followers if I took this script and ran with it. But I don't believe in it, right? When you talk about 4D chess, Trump was playing 4D chess in some way against his supporters. I mean, he was going out and said, you got to get the shots. Like, it's so important. Got to get the shots. He got back from Davos in 2019. And remember, he ran as the candidate who was going to put Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on a panel to look into vaccine injuries. And that never happened, right? Never got a call back, wasn't allowed in. So at the same time, he's giving one bit of rhetoric, he's doing something else. Same thing with bump stocks. No president had ever signed any executive order curtailing the Second Amendment. He did. And only he could have. Had it been a leftist or a globalist Democrat, the right would have gone bananas. But they didn't, because it was Trump. He was able to put so much into his presidency to neutralize. That's what we want to bring to people's attention. If you care about these issues, it's not that your caring is wrong, but you are being worked.
That's true. Right.
And that's all this is about. And I say this with because a big part of that audience is conservatives, which I am. I'm of the right. And I'm not ashamed of that. But they need to be aware. And this is part of what our job is, you know? And so I'm happy to, I mean, this is great, because I think when we get a platform like Rockfin and we got our podcast and, you know, you got Don Jeffries on one side and you on the other, I'm proud to speak our truths, even though we're not on Truth Social.
But that will change. We will be on Truth Social very, very soon. Look out for America Unplugged, QAdon, at QAdon, America Unplugged. It's going to be dope. You're going to want to follow us over there. We're going to be spitting out all types of truths. So make sure you follow over and create an account over on Truth Social, because why not, right? Why else? Where else would you want to be? You're certainly not at work, right? Or at least a ton of you here in the United States, right? You're not working for one reason or another. The main reason a lot of you aren't working is because these people decided to shut down the freaking world not too long ago. And a lot of these jobs disappeared as a result. And they're never coming back, right? They're never coming back. And then there was this whole thing, how they managed to weaponize what they were able to do to us. Right. They and I say us because I am one of you and all of us are the same here. You know, we're all the people. And this is what the work is being geared towards. It's the people. Right. And a lot of us are hurting. A lot of us don't have jobs. A lot of us don't know how we're going to put food back on the table. And they caused this. They did this to us. Not you. You're not lazy. You're not a lazy person. You wanted to earn a living. You wanted to supply for your family. And you wanted better for yourself, but they cut that off for you, for us. They cut it off, right? And then when they give us the scraps off the table that they give us, then they say you're lazy for wanting to receive the scraps off the table after they cut it off. They cut your economic supply off, your the flow of money, the currency. They cut it off. They did that, right? And then they give you something and say that you're lazy for taking it and that they're going to take it away because otherwise you're not going to go back to work to a subpar standard of living payment that they're going to give you because it's not enough. And we already knew that for years and years and years and years. Right. So they take away your allowance. Right. they take away the paper that they put under the cage to catch the crap, right? They take it away. They're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take this away and you're going to go back to work as a result because you're freaking lazy. Yeah, we took away your jobs, but you are lazy. And the economy is not going to be able to hold up because of this. And so we're taking it away. Go back to work, you lazy scum. All right. So that didn't work. Nobody's going back to work. And there's a lot of different reasons why the people aren't going back to work. One is a livable wage. I think they saw it, right? Two, and then they're going to go to a job that's going to pay them less than what they were making. It doesn't freaking make any sense, for one. Two, there's the COVID thing. People are actually really scared about this, some people. And that's another thing that they did. We didn't do this. They did it. They made us scared of this thing. That has a 99.9% recovery rate. It's another thing that they did. So what are they doing in order to supplement the lack of workers, right? Because they keep saying we can't find workers. We want to pay truck drivers all of a freaking sudden. You get the money to pay $80,000 a year to a truck driver. They should have been getting paid that initially to have people. And if you pay people a lot, they're going to spend it. At least in my experience, they're going to put it back into the economy. And it works well that way. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not an economist. Regardless, all of a sudden, they're shelling out all types of dough to all these people. Hey, come work for us. We'll give you a $1,000 signing bonus, a $500 signing bonus to come work for freaking Shake Shack. Come, please, please. We'll give you $100 to interview with us, just to interview with us. So where was all this money before? What happened to that? You know, and people are hip to it, but also people are changing their lives, right? People are leaving the cities in a big way. Tony Atterburn was ahead of his time when he decided, peace, I'm not doing this shit anymore. I'm going to go live outside the grid. And he got to jump on all of this, right? And that's what people are doing now. They're like, you know what? I want to go to a farm. I want to go somewhere out of a city and live there. And experience that life. I don't need to be in a city anymore, right? So why am I there? This is what people are thinking now. So what are they doing? And this is something throughout the history of this show that we've talked about. You know, what are they doing? They're bringing in the robots, man. And this is not me making it up. They're bringing in the freaking robots, right? We were worried about the Mexicans selling freaking oranges on the sidewalk. I want to sell those oranges. What are you doing? You're taking my orange selling job at the corner. we're worried about that. But then the robots, when nobody says anything about the robots replacing the human workforce. And that's what's happening. And we've seen this for a long time, the drum beats for it. And now they're sneaking it in because they can't get actual humans to come to work. So what do? They're replacing them with robots. Tony Atterburn, what's up?
Yeah, I feel like I owe a debt to John Brissom. I'm going to use the phrase, I read the documents. That's one of the reasons I moved out to my land here in the Ozarks, and it was a big risk for me. But at the end of 2019, I just had done so much show prep and research. I said, I think we're heading into a really challenging, dark period. Turned out I was right, especially 2020 kicking that off. That's been the plan all along, it appears, right? They want to get rid of us. And we're probably in some sort of real-time prequel to the movie The Matrix, where the metaverse, the robotic replacement of labor, like we're just going to be used as batteries, I guess. That's the vision of the Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum psychopaths. So let's just make that clear. That we're being phased out. We're being farmed. This is a plan. This is on purpose. It's a controlled demolition. Let's not mince words. We have a can-do spirit in this country. If we had any leadership, we could get all the cargo, all of those ship containers, all that stuff could be done in a week, because we do have the people, but we just don't have any leaders. Like, they sold us out a long time ago. A long time ago, we were written off. We the people. We don't have representatives. We don't have any of that. Because the America I grew up in, we'd have gotten the product moving. We'd have got people back to work. But the powers that be, they've seen fit to introduce this plan. And it's metastasizing and it's killing us on purpose and by design. So, again, You know, Billy, the robots are going to be pushed further and further. Let's also talk about, you know, I mentioned about talking about the eye of the hurricane of inflation. Part of this plan, and I want to warn our audience, part of this plan is to destroy the dollar. Okay. And it's controlled, right? And they're picking winners and losers. Think of creative destruction. That's a big term in the psychopathic multinational corporation banking cartel lingo. Okay. Creative destruction. We'll go back to 1971. Gold was $35 an ounce. It's worth about, on the spot market, it's worth about $1,800 now. Does that mean that gold went up? No. Gold's about worth about the same as it was. The dollar's gone down, and they've inflated it, and they're going to continue to do that until the dollar is worth zero. When they replace the dollar with the digitized central bank digital currency, that's when they got you. So between now and then, you need to really keep your head on a swivel, be conscious of that's part of this work. Part of the automation, loss of jobs, loss of living wage. They want you dependent. They want you currency worth less. They just want you as a slave. So be conscious of that. We're if you have time to prepare for, you know, and you know, get a little extra food, make sure that you're not too over leveraged with your savings, you know, buy assets, have things that are outside of this system. Because it is coming for you. It's coming for all of us.
Agreed, Tone. We have problems. It's coming for all of us. What's going to happen to us as a result when the robot revolution finally takes its hold, and then we're going to be clamoring for a basic income, a universal basic income. Well, please give us something because we don't have anything, and further enslaving us. This is not a good situation. Ellie in the chat. What's up, Ellie Vargas? Good to see you. I'm glad you're back. Good to see you. Hope everything is well with you. And yep, she says the Tesla bots. That's a thing, man, right? How many jobs are going to be eliminated? Uber is not going to be a thing with humans anymore at some point.
Right.
It's not going to be a thing. Truck drivers are not going to have jobs because it's all going to be computerized cars that will go from one location to the next. And that's it.
I mean, Don said it best, survival of the richest.
Right. That's throwing it to you, Don. What's up?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I wrote about a lot of this in Survival of the Richest. And of course, I didn't anticipate what we've seen in the last 2 years, but that has just exacerbated the problem. But it we need to focus again, attention on it. One of the stories I wanted to talk about that fits into this is there was a Florida guy who and I hear from this all the time. A lot, you know, a lot of my fans don't do well economically. Let's put it that way. Okay? So I hear from them, and they're not in great economic situations, and they probably wouldn't be reading what I write. But so I hear about the jobs that are out there, and they're trying to get jobs and so forth. And I talk so much about the woke propaganda we get from the left. So we need to talk about the propaganda from the right. And the conservative propaganda is this nonsense that they can't find work, help wanted signs are everywhere, which they always are. It means nothing. And they can't. You mentioned about paying bonuses for. I don't believe any of that. I think it's all a myth. Because this guy in Florida, he went for 60 entry level jobs. Entry level. That's the bottom of the tier. So they must really be desperate there, right? He got one interview out of 60 jobs, and it's actually getting some play in the media. But we have to look with the, and I talked a little bit about AI technology and survival of the richest, and obviously it's advanced a lot since then. But between that and the real open borders policy now, the Biden administration, and including bringing migrants over from Afghanistan, you're adding to that job pool. And these are all people. And what kind of jobs can people, migrants from Afghanistan, get? What kind of jobs can people who don't speak English and are discouraged to learn English coming across the border, what kind of jobs can they get? He's in the bottom of the barrel. So that bottom is expanding. And already, as Survival of the Rich has shown, the bottom 50% of America has nothing. It's less than 1% of the collective wealth and was making less than $27,000 a year. That was in 2017. I'm sure it's grown since then. And with every wave of those incredibly poor people from around the world coming in, they enter at the very bottom. But they expand that poor base. That was half the country, and is obviously probably more than half the country now. And there just aren't. And now with the lockdown, which no one foresaw, those we have no idea how many jobs are lost in that. That's why it's ridiculous to hear conservatives talk about, you know. And I see it all the time on the forums. People that are right about a lot of stuff Well, you just don't want to work. You're lazy. You know, that the same stuff that they've used ever since they used the immigrants to say they're just doing jobs that Americans won't do, as if Americans didn't used to do those jobs. But he did them, and just what they were paid more to do them. Right. But now if you can go to Home Depot parking lot and give somebody a $10 bill and have him work out in the sun all day, and if he falls off the roof, well, if his family complains, you call ICE, and then you call him. I mean, that's the situation we have now. And so it's a disastrous situation. And just to leave you with this, I found that when I wrote the updated section on Survival of the Richest for the paperback edition, I did some research and found that America is an incredibly wealthy country. And this is the wealth that we know of. Huey Long was talking about the foundations back in his day. Look at the foundations we have today that are unaudited. We have no idea how much wealth is in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, all these newer foundations, not to mention the probably trillions of dollars of untaxed wealth that lie offshore from Apple and places like that that are into basically packed shelters by keeping them offshore. But even leaving all that aside, the wealth that is known in the country without all those audits is so much that if you divided it up between every man, woman, and child in America, it would be something like $341,000 each for every individual in America. So now I'm not suggesting, I'm not, a communist, I'm not a socialist. I don't want to divide everything up equally, but that shows you how out of whack it is when somebody can have $100 billion. And that's why somebody at the other end living on the streets and crapping in the streets. I mean, you can't have that kind of disparity and have any kind of a functioning society, but no one wants to look at that. The woke left is too busy defending the people that are crapping on the streets, and like they have a right to do that. It's like they want that. I don't understand it. But and they're not – one thing you'll see, one promise that Joe Biden and his administration won't keep. Notice they're not talking very much about that $15 minimum wage, whatever it is, or raising wages. You're not seeing that going anywhere, are you? No, the other – but to raise wages, not going to happen. That federal minimum wage, when was the last time it was raised? The 90s or something? I mean, it's disgraceful. But this is something the left should be talking about, and they don't. And, of course, the conservatives are hopeless on this because a lot of them – they should see it now, because I would imagine a lot of those small business owners that were driven out by the unconstitutional lockdown, where they allowed the big change to sell the same products without any restrictions. Nobody did anything about it. Donald Trump, I don't think he even mumbled anything about that. The Republicans did that. And where was the left on that, protecting small businesses? But a lot of these small business owners probably are conservative, or were conservative in nature. Well, now they're out there too. Are they able to find the job? So I think that was very interesting that Florida guy got one interview out of 60 entry level jobs. And I think that's more reflects the reality that's out there. I don't believe this business at all that, McDonald's is paying $15 an hour and $1,000 for, I mean, come on. I think it's just the right propaganda.
I mean, I do see a lot more help wanted signs, or hiring signs around the city. But what are they hiring for? Is it a full-time job? Is it a part-time job? How much are they paying? You know, all of that. So I think you make a really valid point, Don. I think a part of this, and a big part of this, is that a lot of jobs aren't available, and the jobs that are available maybe aren't up to par, right? So I think that's something we need to look at. Listen, I want to give a shout out to Ellie and to Gammy in the chat. Ellie said something that I wanted to point out. We're not going to be able to flesh it out because we got to go. But maybe next week, Tone, if you hold me honest to this, maybe we can talk about it. And I think you can add to this conversation, because she says most people don't really have the capacity to prep, to get ready. And I understand that. Like, I understand that personally. Right. So I get it. I get where you're coming from with that. But I think Tony can help in that regard. Maybe next week, let's touch on it. If I forget about it, please hold me accountable, Ellie. Just let me know. Like, hey, could you address this? And I will. But odds are I'll forget by next week. But maybe Tony won't. Tony's a lot wiser. He is the wise wolf, ladies and gents. Tell them where they can find you, Tony. What's up?
Well, you can find me. My website is arterburn.news. And of course, wisewolf.gold is the sponsor here of America Unplugged. And I agree, not everybody can prep the way that we would like to. I can't either. You know, I bought an extra propane today just because I know that there might be a shortage on fuels. I'm seeing shortages everywhere. Even I won't take too long, but Nestle, multinational conglomerate, said they can't keep up with the price increases that they need to do based on the supply chain of the ingredients for their products. And they make a lot of different cleaning products, food, all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's across the board. And so we're seeing that in real time. Inflation is creeping up. They're going to lay it all. They're going to drop this in our lap. So it's just me doing what I can to remind people that if I could give you any sort of advice, is that things aren't going to get better in the short term. So just do what you can with that. And I will add too, before we close, Don, his book, Crimes and Cover-Ups in American Politics, 1776 to 1963, masterful work. It's a new edition in the paperback is out, and we need to get some of those sales up. So if you haven't bought that in paperback, do it. I did yesterday.
All right, Don Jeffries, what's up? Tell the people where they can find you and anything you want them to know.
Thanks, as always, to Tony. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the support. My writing can be found at my blog is donaldjeffries.news, and my Substack writing are Donald Jeffries Media. My books are out there, as Tony mentioned, about the paperback edition of the cover of these, and my showbiz book on borrowed fame. That's hopefully by November 1st. So I'll be running it as well. I'm easy to find out.
Fantastic. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. I do a show called The Infinite Fringe. Go check it on Apple Podcast. Also, I'm over on aftermath.fm, and you're hearing this on aftermath.fm. What's up to everybody over there? Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern live. And next week is Halloween. Well, we're going to be on the 30th. The 31st is Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays of all time. I would love to have some Halloween theme going on. I'd like to bring in something. Maybe we have a little bit of a looser show next week, if I can make it happen. If I can't, we're going to be fully serious, as we are every week right here on America Unplugged. Ladies and gents, you stay tuned and have an excellent, excellent week. We will see you next Saturday, Lord willing. All right, take it easy and don't burn the place down while we are gone. All right, Ellie and Gammy, be good. Take it easy now.